Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network, checking agricultural news up next. Well, cattle producers, Superior Livestock is pleased to present Corn Belt Classic 21. It happens Wednesday and Thursday, June 12th and 13th, broadcast live from the Ameristar Hotel and Casino, Council Bluffs, Iowa. You'll be able to see it on SLA TV, Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 46,300 head to be sold on Wednesday and Thursday, including 550 Holsteins that'll lead the sale off. 11,400 yearling steers, 5,800 yearling heifers, 8,700 weaned calves, and over 19,000 calves on cows, along with 600 bred stock. If you'd like to know details of when an estimated time will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com. Or as always, you can call 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Most agricultural groups were not happy that President Trump was talking about the potential of tariffs against Mexico because of immigration. The general consensus on Friday, when we got word that the president had reached a deal with Mexico regarding immigration issues, and it basically walked back the ideas of a 5% tariff starting today against everything that Mexico sells into the United States, that was generally greeted with cheers by U.S. agricultural groups, with one exception. RCAF USA this last Thursday said that the proposed implementation of a 5% tariff on Mexican imports will benefit U.S. cattle producers. RCAF said it's unfair for Mexico to be able to sell feeder cattle into the United States because their cattle are cheaper. They cited USDA stats saying that Mexican feeder cattle weighing about 550 pounds this month are priced at about $131 a hundredweight. Comparable U.S. cattle of the same weight are bringing $1.52 a pound, basis Oklahoma City, $1.70 a pound in most other areas of the U.S. According to RCAF's CEO Bill Bullard, that means that these Mexican feeder cattle are imported into the United States at a price that's up to $214 a head cheaper than those that can be produced by U.S. cattle producers. And he says that is unfair to the independent cattle producer in this country. Well, they thought they had a deal going, but the president pulled back on them, pulling back those 5% tariffs that he promised he was going to start today because he got what he wanted from Mexican officials regarding immigration. As we said, most folks in U.S. agriculture are happy. Meanwhile, April exports of U.S. beef and pork were lower than in 2018. Numbers coming from data released by USDA, compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Beef exports totaled just over 105,000 metric tons in April, 5% under on a year-by-year basis, although the export value down just ever so slightly, $674 million. January through April, exports were 4% lower than last year's record in volume, 1% lower in value. Pork exports came in at 216,000 metric tons in April, 6% lower than April 2018. Pork export value down 8% compared to a year ago, coming in at $535 million. January through April, exports for pork 6% below last year's volume, down 12% in value to a little over $2 billion, according to the latest stats released by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Finally, a quick note from the calendar. USDA June supply-demand numbers will be released tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central Time. You've got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.